How does this work, you know, in a business sense? Is this a viable project? Is it right for Decatur?
I think it's a great project for Decatur. Decatur, like a lot of communities, is really strapped financially, looking for new revenues. And the easiest thing to do is keep increasing taxes. And Decatur just recently had an increase in our real estate taxes of 14.2%. It's my understanding that that will throw off about $1.6 million a year in additional revenue for Decatur. With this casino, it'll throw off $3 million by itself. And in addition to new revenue for Decatur, also there's 200 jobs at least that come with it. These are good paying jobs, and that's just the casino portion of it. If it goes to the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel, I would probably increase my payroll another 25 people. And a sidebar there is the hotel motel tax. I expect that to probably double, so the city will be getting another $250,000, $275,000. That they can do with what they want to.
Now, I heard you say a moment ago, if it goes into the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel, is this not a given if this project goes through?
No, not at all, because if Decatur is awarded the license, there will probably be other groups that will come to Decatur and possibly submit a proposal. So it could end up being another location, a new build, something of that nature. Now, the people that I'm dealing with, Joe and Jeff, they really like the conference center because I have 370 rooms. I have over 600 parking places. I've got 60,000 square feet of conference space, and it can be built out inside the hotel in one of my meeting rooms. And, you know, I have three restaurants. So we have the food and beverage, everything you'd need to attract out-of-town guests. And I've had the hotel now for almost 7 years, and I've remodeled it. I have a little bit more left to do, but this would allow me to do that also.
Now, to get this casino built or any casino built in Decatur, state lawmakers still need to pass a gambling expansion bill that includes a casino for Decatur. Do you think this can happen, and how long will it take?
Well, it's my understanding that they won't do anything, the state, until they get a balanced budget, and it's nobody knows when that's going to happen. And once they do, it's my understanding that you need to look for new revenue, and this is one revenue source that that could happen pretty quick. There's currently four licenses out there: Waukegan, Rockford, Chicago, and Danville. I mean, these cities have been earmarked for those licenses. And since then, they've added two other cities, one's being Decatur, the other one's Carterville. Carterville is down by Carbondale. So
and that is also for a mini casino as well.
Yes, that is correct.
Now, there's already a casino in East Peoria. You mentioned the proposed Danville casino. If a gambling expansion bill goes through, your proposed casino in Decatur would be about 80 miles away from both of those casinos. Do you think that your casino, a smaller casino, can be competitive and attract the business it needs to be profitable?
I do. And the reason for it is being a conference center type hotel, which is what the Decatur Conference Center Hotel is, it's the largest hotel in downstate Illinois. So just like Danville, they don't have any new hotels to speak of over there. They would have to probably construct a new hotel next to the casino. They won't have nearly the rooms I have, 370 rooms, and it's a new build. It's going to take probably a year and a half at least to get it operational. With the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel, it's possible that they could have a casino in operation 4 months after they are awarded the license, if that happens.
You mentioned the Danville Casino, where they would have to build something. Of course, there's already a casino in East Peoria. There would be one, presumably, in Carterville. Can all these casinos make money?
Yes. Just like Danville, they feel like their business will come from Indianapolis. The one in Chicago, they would pull from Gary, Indiana. I believe the one in Rockford, they're talking about pulling people from Wisconsin to come there. Waukegan, maybe Iowa, and the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel. I think that you have a base of probably 150,000 people in our area. Plus, you got Springfield, and they feel like a lot of the business will come from Springfield, being on the west side of Decatur.
So you feel that it could compete and it would bring in new business. And not just compete for the same body of people with the video gaming.
That's how I feel, and that's what the experts say also.
Because I know there have been some local businesses, bar owners in Decatur, who have voiced that fear that they would lose out if a casino came
in. Yeah, I don't think they got to worry about a casino. I think they got to worry about more machines coming in. It seems like every week there's a new venue that opens or somebody else gets more video gaming machines. It's a different client, totally. We feel like we'll have out-of-town guests. We should fill the hotel on weekends, and it's just new business. It's good for Decatur because those people will go out and eat. They can visit the mall, shopping, and all that.
Is the business that comes in worth any possible social harm from gambling? I'm sure you saw the letter to the editor in the Herald and Review from the Methodist ministers who voiced their concerns about the increase of gambling in Decatur.
It's my understanding that it's had the opposite effect. For example, Alton, where the Alton Bell is, that used to be an area where there was just not desirable. I can't say it's just full of crime. But when the Alton Bell came in, it cleaned it up, and their crime went down. In East Peoria, on the where the boat is now, that was not a very desirable area. And when that boat came in, it spurred other development. And we expect the same thing to happen on the west side of Decatur. The good thing is we don't have crime out there. It's a great neighborhood. Milliken University is on that side of town. And we think it will spur growth. I've already been contacted by somebody that is considering putting a bowling alley out there next to the hotel if this would happen.
I understand the Decatur City Council is slated to look at your proposal sometime this spring. This is not something which may legally be needed, but I gather it's something that it's a support that you would welcome as you look at this legislation.
I would definitely welcome that support because I think that it sends a message to the state, our legislators, that Decatur is receptive and wants it. It'd be nice to have a unanimous vote by the city council, but you just never know. It depends on how much lobbying's done and that sort of thing. But again, $3 million a year is a lot of revenue that our city certainly needs it, and again, it could actually help development on that end of town.